Hi, my name is Mish Hancock, and this is Mishmash, a place where I get to talk to the weird, wacky, wonderful people of this world, people I adore and want to know more about. Today, my guest is Kathy Davis. Kathy is the CEO of Davis Creative Publishing Partners. She works with leaders, speakers, coaches, and consultants to publish books that share wisdom, inspire more people, and make a difference in the world. Well, that sounds like a lovely thing to do with your life.
We have a lot of fun.
I'm telling you. Well, I've got to tell you, I love your business model. I think it is fascinating and brilliant what you do. So talk to people about what it is that Davis Publishing does for these various leaders and such.
So we have Solo Books, which is an independent author, wants to write their own book. If they want help writing it, we have people that can help them write it. We do the book design. We get them all the way from idea to concept to printed book. We teach them how to buy their books at cost. They get to keep all the royalties. So they get to win all the benefits more than what they would get with traditional publishing. Then we also have our anthology section, which is where people will come to us with 30 or 40 of their best friends or colleagues. They'll pick a topic, and each of those people will write a single chapter. And it's a great way for a speaker, trainer, coach, or consultant to split that cost amongst the entire crew that's a part of that book.
Right.
So the sponsor actually becomes the publisher. We set them up as the publisher. That way, again, they get to keep all the royalties. And then the authors contribute their chapter. The authors own their own words, so they can use that as evergreen content, even though we've helped them create their copy. And they can use it for their blog or their newsletter or their social media posts. And then the authors can then buy books at what we call author pricing.
Okay.
So the sponsor gets their books at cost, and then to pay for their shipping and handling, they resell it to the authors for a couple dollars more than at cost.
But it's
way below retail. So that way the authors can help recoup their investment, which is usually between $850 to $1,000 per author.
Okay.
And that allows them to resell that book when they're out speaking or training or coaching or from their website. And they get 100% of those profits that they make on those books.
And I mean, the anthology is a great way to kind of dip your toe in that water, right? It's like you're not all in, you're just a little bit in, but enough to where you get the experience and you get a bigger picture of what this could look like. And I know some have, like, they've made it a business.
It has. I have seen some amazing results from people volunteering or jumping into that pond with these other authors. One of the ironies that I find fun is that the word anthology is actually Greek.
Okay.
And so it goes back centuries, and it means a bouquet of flowers.
Really?
And when I ran across that, I just got goosebumps that ran down my arms, because that's actually what these authors are. You know, 90% of the time, it's all women in a book.
Mm-hmm.
We are doing one right now that's all men. But I tell the sponsors they can bring their own bouquet to the table and create their own bouquet.
I love that visual.
Yeah. So each bud within that bouquet then has a chance to share their wisdom and speak their voice. And that's part of our main vision and theme for our company, is to help people stand up, speak up, and then lift up. Because once, I've seen women who will step into this and go, okay, I'll do it. You know, so-and-so convinced me to do it. And then they'll say, what do I have to say that anybody wants to hear?
Oh, goodness.
Or what, you know, yeah. I haven't written anything since college or high school. And through our writing coaches, who are not only trained in journalism, but also trained either as social workers or therapists or life coaches.
Oh, wow.
They have that additional training. It's kind of like going through therapy, is what I've heard some of the authors talk about, because not only do you get to talk about this hero's journey, one incident in your life that you want to share, but you also learn from it, because you're working with these people who are used to asking those questions. Well, what do you think about that? And how does that feel?
So
by the time you walk through the process, you come out a new person on the other side. And I've seen women quit their job, start new businesses. I've seen some authors who will then become a sponsor themselves. And you mentioned some people have made businesses out of this, and
right.
they truly have. One of our authors, one of our original sponsors who sponsored a book with another woman, and they brought everybody collective. And I think they've actually both been on your show, Jennifer Bardot and Carrie Burgraff.
Yes, 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 both
and
of them,
so,
yes.
They did a fantastic job with their first book, Grit. And then Jennifer kind of spun off as the primary publisher. And she's now done four more additional books.
Really? Four?
Four more.
Wow.
And not to spread any rumors, but there are a couple in the works that we would have been talking about. So Jennifer believes the same way we do, is that there's an opportunity for women to learn to step up and speak up.
Right.
And learn to find their voice and share their wisdom. It's life experiences that allows us to share the little bit that we think we know, which is really a whole lot, and share it with the rest of the world. And somebody out there needs to hear your story, because it will be that little grain of salt or that little mustard seed that allows them to say, wow, that's my little hope for the day.
Yeah, it's amazing how, well, one, the written word is a great way to show your leadership skills, right? I mean, it's, you know, that being on a stage and writing leadership.
You get that credibility.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it is true. I mean, how many of us read just one sentence sometimes, and it makes us think differently. We're like, oh, we see something different. We gain a new perspective that really enriches our life or sets us on a path of a healthier way of being, you know, and hearing through other people's stories a lot of times does, you know, we realize, well, we're not alone. This person
exactly.
too has gone through this, you know, because being a human being can feel very lonely sometimes, you know, because you're like, does everybody have to do this hard stuff that I'm doing?
It looks so easy for her over there. Yeah.
Oh, if we only knew everyone's backstory. But that backstory too, and sharing the kinds of stories that they share in the books you publish, it's that vulnerability, which we all know is one of the most important, amazing ways to connect with other people, is to be vulnerable. Because if you always show up as I'm perfect and I'm great and everything in my life is so easy and things just get handed to me, who wants to talk to
you? No one wants to be your friend.
No. I mean, because it's like, well, good for you.
But we'll idolize you from afar.
I mean, you really, you don't have any kind of challenges, you know. It says you're either, I think, in denial or not living the way that you should be living, because school is hard.
What we noticed post-pandemic was that there were two things that people missed the most. One was a sense of hope. And one was a sense of community.
Mm-hmm.
And the anthologies, which really just means a collection of flowers, is an opportunity to get both of that. Some of the responses or reviews that the sponsors have gotten on their Amazon pages have said things like, I'm so glad I read that today. It got me up. I got my cup of coffee and I got out the door. Or just as you said a second ago, thank you for sharing that. Now I don't feel like I'm the only one.
Right.
And it's creating a community beyond just the authors in the book. Now, we have had one woman who has been in four of our anthologies, and she started at the very beginning. She had signed up for one before the pandemic hit, and she went through that. And during the pandemic and since, she's been in three others, so for a total of four. And she said, Kathy, that's how I kept my business going. She's a, you know, financial sales insurance kind of person,
mm-hmm.
representative. And her main source of revenue was networking. So she said, I sat down and I called every woman in that book that I was in with, another 39 or 40 other women, and I would arrange for a Zoom coffee break. We'd get to know each other. We'd become good friends. I have a new referral partner.
That's awesome.
And she said, that's how I kept my business going. She said, I just got to sit at home and make new friends.
Oh, I love it. Well, and the other thing too, for someone like her, that's what she does is mm-hmm. There's a lot of her,
mm-hmm.
right? So now she can differentiate herself.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know.
And she has. I've seen her niche down
mm-hmm.
over the last 3 or 4 years. She just kept getting tighter and tighter in her target market. And I think that's why.
Yeah, because that's really difficult for, you know, like when, you know, because I mean, I'm in marketing. We know what marketing, you know, mm-hmm. and you get people that come to you and they're like, well, I'm a realtor. And you think, there's many realtors. How can you differentiate yourself? How can you make your, how can you take yourself and not just be the realtor that as soon as you say it, people go, yeah, yeah, I know what that means. Yeah, I'm done. I don't have to talk to you. I already know what you do, right? But if you're like, well, I'm an author. I just wrote, I wrote in this book. Oh, and I'm also a realtor. Now you're different. Now you're more interesting. You know what I mean? And if you catch people right off with something more interesting than I'm a realtor. Mm-hmm. No offense to realtors out there. We need you, believe me. But you know what I mean? It's like then people want to listen.
Yeah. I quite often get asked because people see what I do. And there are a lot of people that try to duplicate what we do. And people will say, well, you know, what makes you bigger, better, smarter, different, whatever phrase they want to use. And we've recently identified, because these are the authors that we love to work with, people who are involved in transformation, whether it's transformation for your business,
right,
or whether it's personal transformation. And those are that's where I feel we can make the biggest impact on the planet right now. And it truly is a planet exposure for us, because with each of the anthologies and with some of our solo books, we do an Amazon bestseller campaign.
Oh,
that
great.
Immediately gives you that instant credibility. And our particular vendor who's out in LA, we have used her for over 60, close to 70 books, be it solo or anthologies, and 30 anthologies, so you do the math.
Right.
But the and every one of our anthologies has come in either as an international top 100 or an international number one.
Wow.
Which are the two top categories that everybody shoots for.
That's amazing.
And our authors can now put that on their signature of their email.
Yeah.
They can use it in their own marketing and promotion. And it's a way to help them set themselves apart mm-hmm. from that other realtor or lawyer or, you know, CPA, whoever
exactly.
you are.
So tell everybody, like, how long, give us a sense of if whether you are going to write your own book or you are going to write a chapter in an anthology, like, how long is it to get that process done?
If you have an idea and haven't started writing, I've seen it take anywhere from 6 months for you to write something that mm-hmm. we can work with and work with one of our people to 5 years.
Okay.
Or more.
Right.
And it just kind of depends on how fast you want to move. We have a young woman who has quite a story of transformation. She was out on one of the major highways here in St. Louis and happened to be hit by a drive-by shooting. It wasn't aimed at her. Mm. And we're helping her tell her story of recovery. And it was more than just the physical recovery for her.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the transformation that she went through and where she is now compared to where she was a year ago when that actually happened. And she was actually shot in the wrist of her dominant hand. So she couldn't write for about 9 months.
Oh, wow.
And so everything... She started typing. She was originally writing her manuscript in a spiral by hand with her right hand.
Okay.
And then she had to start typing, and she did. She started typing just with her left hand. First, she transcribed what she had written just with her left hand. So that took several months.
Right.
But for her, it's a major accomplishment. And every now and then we get someone who's just stubborn and doesn't want to finish it because, you know, if you finish it, someone might read it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, you're putting yourself out there and that takes courage to put yourself out there.
But we have people that can help you with that.
Right.
Can nudge you along.
The therapist people that are also writing for
one of our one of our writing coaches has, she used to be the executive director of a nonprofit here in St. Louis. And she has an undergraduate in journalism and a PhD in child development.
Ah.
So we figure she can work with 52-year-olds or two 50-year-olds, either way.
Yeah, yeah, I love it. So then how about if you're writing just a chapter, like how long does that normally take?
So the anthology process is a 5 to 6 month process.
Okay.
Now, as an author, you have direct contact with your writing coach for probably 3 to 4 months out of that process.
Mm-hmm.
But we, you know, we have a timeline and we've got a process. And once you designate a specific Amazon bestseller campaign day, you can't back out.
Ah, gotcha. So you're
so the train's moving.
You're in it.
Got it. Train's moving. You're on that train and we're coming to the station together. So
love it. Well, tell people where they can find out more about you.
LinkedIn is probably the easiest place. Kathy L., middle initial L. There's several Kathy Davises, and it's Kathy with a C. Our website is in the process of being updated. I hear it's supposed to maybe be live later today. So anytime.
Congratulations.
And you can find it either daviscreative.com or daviscreativepublishing.com.
Awesome. Can I ask you some fun questions?
Always.
All right. I would like to know if you, if there is a movie out there that has just made you laugh out loud. What is your favorite hilarious, funny movie?
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day. Well, that's a great one.
It's just one that I find funny.
Yeah.
You know, but it's also very metaphorical.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, how often are you going to keep repeating that before you figure out it's not working? Yeah, kind of way.
Exactly. And I mean, oh my gosh. And I recall the parts where you know what's coming, and then Bill Murray's character starts just saying different things and doing different things. And it's just like, oh, it's so hilarious.
Yeah, I haven't seen that in years, but that's the one that popped in my head.
I love it. Groundhog Day. All right, I have to revisit that now. Mm-hmm. All right. My next question for you is, if you could invite anybody on this earth right now to go have coffee with you, who would that be?
Anyone on this earth, I'm still probably going to invite Oprah.
All right. She has had an interesting journey.
Her impact on the planet, mm-hmm. and how it's more than just her immediate circle, how she's expanded that out.
Yeah, she was, I mean, instrumental in opening up dialogue about the things we used to mm-hmm. not talk about that we really needed to talk mm-hmm. about. I mean, that was very brave of her to share her stories, and then it gave permission to other people to open up.
And she opened a lot of pathways for a lot of people mm-hmm. and still does.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we hope to be doing too.
I got to see one of a tape, like mm-hmm. when she was kind of toward the end, and a friend of mine got tickets and I went with her, and I remember feeling like when she came out, you could just feel her presence. You could feel how much space that woman could hold. It was.
I remember you talking about that.
I was. I don't know what I was expecting, mm-hmm. but you know that's what really just struck me at the time. I was like, wow, you can like feel her, like she is holding this whole room mm-hmm. and then some. And this woman knows exactly what's going on right now, right here, and is so present. Mm-hmm. It was very interesting. Yeah. Very cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is all about kindness. This is why I do mm-hmm. this. And you, of course, are a very kind person, and you are helping so many people to level
well,
up
you.
What they're
uh-huh.
doing. So just share with us a top of mind kindness, be it something that you've witnessed, you have given, you've received.
Well, if you've ever been in a to-go line, and I'll just name Starbucks, was the to-go line that I was in, and you drive up to the window, and they say, oh, you don't have anything to pay. The person in front of you just paid for you.
So fun.
And then you go, oh, well, I'll pay for that person back there. But first, how much is theirs?
Did they order for the office or
right.
just for themselves?
Yeah. And then the last time I did that, the woman at the window, she said, well, you're like number 7. But we had one the other day that went to like 59 people in a row.
Really?
It just kept going. And I said, you guys need to tell the media about that.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, post about that somewhere on social media. That's really cool.
So it's just doing something nice unexpectedly for somebody, whether
it's just
it be
those
that.
Little things.
And the other fun thing that I love to do is that I call people ma'am and sir. And that's a Southern thing. You mm-hmm. know, I was raised in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
But especially if you notice if they are what they might call themselves a minority. Sometimes it quite surprises them, and you see that little bit of confidence rise in them, and the sparkle comes in their eye.
Aww.
Or if somebody's having a bad day, that's when it, just makes it all worth it.
Sometimes just noticing people is all they need, because I think a lot of us walk, I think people walk and don't pay attention to who's around them. Mm-hmm. And if you're just saying hi or have a good morning or something like that. I mean, that's really all a lot of people need.
Grocery lines, that's another great place to surprise people.
Yeah, I love chatting it up with people. I just do.
Start conversations.
Just talking to people. Although I will say the other day, I mentioned to a man, I liked his hat because, you know, me and I got something on my head. I was like, oh, I really love your hat. And he like went running the other direction. So he did not exactly want to talk to me.
Wow.
I was surprised by that. I was like, okay, we won't talk anymore. That's fine. Just I let you know I like your hat, but with that, okay, end of conversation on that one. So, yeah, you just never know.
He got what he needed.
You never know. Well, Kathy, thank you so much. I'm so happy I got to have you as a guest.
And well, it's fun. We're usually just connecting through email or Zoom, and this way.
We just see each other in person once in a while.
We really do exist, don't we?
Yeah, we aren't just avatars or something like that. We're humans. So thank you for all that you do.
Well, vice versa. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am,
for inviting me.
And everybody out there listening to Kathy and I, thank you so much. You're listening to Mishmash Podcast, and go out and be kind and maybe go write a book. Thank you, guys. Bye.